Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
I wonder where Mr. Postmaster is. He's usually here by now. We've got lots of letters today, and we have to read them before Sam gets here, too. Merry Christmas to you. That's good singing. I ought to get a recording contract. I could be a star.
Hey, Sparky!
And climbing to the top of the charts, the latest by a kid who just a year ago was working in a toy factory, Sparky the Wonder Elf.
Well, I was worried, Miss Message. I didn't know where I'd get any help with my letters this year. And then, all of a sudden, this elf appeared.
An elf?
Yeah, Sparky the Wonder Elf.
No autographs, please. I'm late for a recording date.
Who's that over there?
Oh, hi, Mr. Postmaster.
Sparky.
Just doing a little
Sparky, what are you...
You dreamer, you. Sparky, I'm glad you're here, because there's someone I want you to meet. Miss Message, may I present Sparky the, Wonder Elf?
Oh, Sparky, it's exciting to meet a real elf.
Not so exciting if you hang around Santa's workshop. The place is full of them.
But Sparky, you're someone special.
Me? Special? You're kind of special, too.
Hey, look at you folks. I'm so glad to see you finally got to meet each other. But I just realized something, gang. We haven't read any letters, and we better do that. Sparky, you've been looking them over. Why don't you go first?
All right, Mr. Postmaster. This letter is from Rixie Sneeds, or Sheeds. Rixie lives in Somerset, Virginia, and writes, "Dear Santa, I have been very good this year. I love you very much. Have a Merry Christmas. I want Frosty Ice Maker, clothes, a Snoopy watch, a pretty pony, a coat, and a backpack. Thank you for the presents last year. Love from Rixie Sheeds of Somerset." That's a nice letter. Here's a short one, Mr. Postmaster, from Kim Poindexter. "Dear Santa, I want tippy toes and a Rubik's Cube and a missing link. Thank you. Love, Kim Poindexter." And my last letter is from Chris Pierce. And Chris says, "Dear Santa Claus, I enjoyed the gifts you brought me last year, and this year I would like a Merlin and a Crisscross Crash and a Roadmaster Auto Park and a BB gun with target and BBs. That's all I want this year. Your friend, Chris Pierce." Well, Mr. Postmaster, there are my letters. You know, I'd like to hear Miss Message read a few letters.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea, Sparky. Would you do that, Miss Message?
Well, it's been a while, but I'll try. The first letter I have is from Jason Davis, who lives at Spicer's Mill Farm. And Jason writes, "Dear Santa, my name is Jason Davis, and I'm in the first grade at Orange Elementary School. I'm 6 years old. Santa, I would like an Atari game with some cartridges, a Rubik's Cube, and a telephone for my room. Santa, I've been a good boy this year, and I've worked hard in school, so Santa, I hope you won't forget me and all the other boys and girls. Santa, I will leave some cookies and milk for you on the kitchen table. And I hope Rudolph will be good. Love, Jason Davis."
Well, there's your first letter of the new season, Miss Message, and the season's new. Goodness gracious, look at that one. It's written on a huge piece of computer paper. It's all bright red. Who in the world is it from?
Well, it says down at the bottom, Catherine for Caroline, so I would imagine that this is Caroline's letter written by Catherine.
I think you've got it right.
Well, "Dear Santa," writes Caroline, Today it is snowing like the North Pole. I wrote to you before, but this letter is for Caroline. She is our baby girl. She wants a new sweater and a lot of jackets, new pants, and squeaky shoes and play trees in a garden. You have a wrinkly face, and we love you. Catherine for Caroline.
Now, isn't that a sweet letter? And Catherine wrote it beautifully, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
What is this, a card with a...
This is a card with you-know-who, good
right.
old Saint Nick, warming his feet in front of the fire.
Indeed he is.
And inside it says, Christmas time brings warm thoughts of you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And this is from Nancy LaPrade, who writes, Dear Santa, I've tried to be a nice girl, and I'm 5 years old. I have moved to Boone's Mill, Virginia, since last year, but I plan to spend Christmas Eve with my grandparents in Orange. Please leave me these toys, if possible. I would like a doll baby, doctor kit, sleeping bag, tinker toys, and a camera, some clothes, and anything else you think I might like. Please remember all the other children, and don't forget my brother Mike. I will leave some cookies and a glass of milk on the table at Grandma's house. Thank you, Nancy LaPrade. And I have one more letter, and boy, is this a letter, Mr.
Goodness
Postmaster.
Gracious. It's all full of pieces here.
It's from Amy Lancaster, mm-hmm. and she sent Santa a picture of Rudolph.
One of the nicer portraits of Rudolph I've ever seen. It's beautiful.
And this, well, it looks like a whole deck of playing cards almost with different pictures.
Uh-huh.
I see a gingerbread man and a holly leaf
right.
and a Christmas tree. Well, Santa will really like those.
Oh, yes, they're lovely. They really are.
But Amy Lancaster writes, Dear Santa, I love you very much because you're kind and friendly to little children. You're not like some people I know, mean and greedy to people.
Mm.
You're just gentle and kind because you give children presents and toys. I love you very much, jolly old Santa. Bye. Love, Amy Lancaster. And Amy has included her Christmas list for Santa Claus,
mm-hmm.
and she would like a strawberry shortcake 2-record set. Let's see, the names of them are Strawberry Shortcake in the Big Apple City and Strawberry Shortcake in Country Jamboree. Amy would also like a Strawberry Shortcake book and record set,
mm-hmm.
a Sesame Street table art set with everything, paint and chalk and magic markers, and she'd also like a princess makeup kit for little girls to play with. And that's all from Amy Lancaster. They don't change much from year to year, do they, Mr. Postmaster?
No, they're just as charming as ever, Miss Message. But, look, you and Sparky have read all the letters tonight, and there are none left for me.
Oh, so we have. Sorry, Mr. Postmaster. I just got carried away.
Oh, well, that's okay, Miss Message. I enjoyed hearing both of you.
We better hurry, Mr. Postmaster. Sam, the courier elf, will be here soon.
Well, in that case, I guess we better get things packed up. We got them all here. Don't forget mm-hmm. Caroline's letter,
right.
though.
And okay. all of Amy's pictures.
Amy's deck of cards. My goodness gracious, I believe we've got them all together there.
Mm-hmm. There. All done.
And it's on to Santa Claus.
Hey, that's my line, Miss Message.
Oh, sorry, Sparky. I forgot.
That's okay, kid. And it's on to Santa Claus. See? That's how we do it.
Good night, Sparky. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. Good night. Say good night, Sparky.
Good night, Sparky.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.